this is Dr. Will Clower, and this is Cooking for Health. In this week, we're talking about the things you need to have in your cupboard to have a healthy diet, to have healthy food around, and to make it easy on you to do that. One of the things you need to have are basically the components of a salad dressing. And you're like, salad dressing? Really? Yes. You know what the basic components of a salad dressing are? Oil and vinegar. You honestly never, ever, ever need to buy conventional prepackaged salad dressing ever again, because you're going to have extra virgin olive oil. The darker the green, the better. And you're going to have vinegar. And the vinegar is, you can have red wine vinegar, cider vinegar. The white wine vinegar is terrific. Balsamic vinegar is terrific. Is there a health difference between them? Not really. But you would add one versus another to your taste, which is beautiful. You can make up an oil and vinegar salad dressing in a heartbeat. Plus, you're going to be using, I'm going to be showing you how to use vinegar in your cooking and how to use the oils in your cooking, not just for sautéing, but for dressing certain types of foods. So, if you want an oil that's not an extra virgin olive oil, or you don't want your buttermilk biscuits to be green, then other oils that you can have that are decent are like vegetable oils. They're fine. If you want to cook at high temperatures, you might want a peanut oil, for example, because it's got a higher smoke point. Sesame oil is another one that I want you to get and keep, because it's so flavorful, and there are ways that you can apply it that really helps out the food that you're going to be making. Good? Now listen, if you have any questions at all, you come by our site. That's willclower.com. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.